I like to think about my time here at Lewis and Clark like a relationship. I first met Lewis and Clark in the spring of 2009. I can't say we got to know each other all that well that day. There were about 100 other prospective students all vying for the college's attention, but somehow, deep down, I knew I liked what I saw and I wanted to get to know the college better. I decided I would ask Lewis and Clark to, I guess you would say, go steady with me. I wrote essays telling the college how I thought we'd be great together, and I had my high school teachers write letters telling them how I was committed to the relationship and intelligent. Then I waited, anxiously. I mean, very anxiously. I sat every day by the mailbox waiting for that letter to arrive. And then it happened. Lewis and Clark accepted. My relationship with this college, like many others, started with the honeymoon phase, new student orientation. I arrived bright-eyed and terrified with my Wisconsin cheese in my suitcase. Those first days were wondrous, filled with planned activities, new faces, and my parent was still in town for support. And then it happened. NSO ended. The parents left. All of a sudden, I was alone with my new college. I won't lie, it was a little awkward at first. Lewis and Clark and I didn't know each other very well yet, so there was a lot of trial and error. During those first weeks when Lewis and Clark and I were together, I often felt lost and confused. But very quickly, this college showed me just how much it had to offer and how much it wanted me to succeed. Our relationship got very serious very quickly. I found that this college wasn't just a pretty campus in a cool town. Lewis and Clark expected me to push myself and think in ways I had never considered. I had to figure out how to balance my life with my new relationship. It was all too easy to overcommit myself to Lewis and Clark. It wasn't possible to join every club, take every class, go to every event. And as I chose what was important to me in the relationship, I was aware that I was slowly figuring out who I was and who I wanted to be. A huge milestone in any relationship is introducing one's significant other to their friends and family. I got to do this my first year of mine and Lewis and Clark's relationship. I wanted to show everyone just how special this college was becoming to me. I told my family how my professors were always there to meet with me and knew my name. I told my friends back home how I had found an amazing community of some of the quirkiest and strangest people I had ever met. I wanted to shout from a mountaintop that I had found the most amazing college. I even got a job with the admissions office so I could tell prospective students every day just how in love I was. Now, as perfect as a couple we are, like any relationship, Lewis and Clark and I have had our ups and downs. There have been days when I was so in love with this place that I never wanted to leave. There were nights when Lewis and Clark and I partied like no other and might have made one or two bad decisions. There were nights when the two of us just went for quiet walks in the woods. There have been class discussions and late night study sessions that left me in awe of the people here and their capacity to think creatively and change how I see the world. There were also days when I questioned everything. Those days when I struggled to understand or had just spent too many hours in Wattsec Library to have any perspective. But through it all, this college has stuck with me and has never given up on me. Even on the hardest days, Lewis and Clark believed in me and supported me, supported all of us. And hey, Lewis and Clark and I learned to make it work long distance over breaks. And we even made it work when we took a little break while I spent some time with a Chilean university. And now, here we are. This is it. Graduation. We are leaving Lewis and Clark. However, does that mean Lewis and Clark and I are breaking up? Because I don't want to break up with Lewis and Clark. And what's more, I don't think breaking up is even possible. For one, I'm still completely in love with this place. But more than that, our relationship with Lewis and Clark has changed us. Now, I'm not just talking about the facts we've learned or our newfound ability to do obscure math or discuss the condition of the postmodern world at length. I'm talking about the subtle ways we've been shaped by this institution and the people here, maybe even in ways we haven't yet realized. Like it or not, Lewis and Clark is now a permanent part of who we are and how we think. So, totally breaking up with Lewis and Clark is clearly out. What now? It is after considerable thought and meditation that I propose we enter into an open relationship. Us, Lewis and Clark, and the real world. It'll be complicated and a little messy. The college will always have our love and respect, but it's time for another player to enter into the relationship, one with new ideas and experiences to offer. Now, people will tell you that this real world we're about to meet is all in our heads, because where else have we been living all this time if not the real world? For the past 4 years, we've had the extraordinary privilege to be in a relationship with Lewis and Clark. We've lived and learned in this LC bubble for many years, where our only job has been to live and learn and grow as people. This is not to say that Lewis and Clark exists on some extraterrestrial plane totally cut off from reality. Our professors expected us to engage with the world and our local community and to consider concrete issues and current events. In and out of the classroom, we've engaged with current cultural, political, and scientific developments. Outside of academics, we've developed personally, gotten jobs, learned to do our own laundry and pay rent on time. So maybe of us haven't really lived in the real world yet, but I think we're ready to. Lewis and Clark has substantially prepared us for this new relationship. Our studies have shaped the way we think, ways that we will draw upon outside of Lewis and Clark. Through class discussions and research, we've learned to think through problems and articulately express ourselves. We were never simply expected to listen and take notes. We were required to interact and develop our own original ideas. We have the ability to think on our feet and connect ideas across classes and disciplines. Over the course of our education, we've gathered information and realized that everything we learn is in conversation with each other. I truly believe our Lewis and Clark education has given us the confidence to draw on these connections and tangibly apply them to the world around us. We are ready for this new open relationship. So whatever is coming next, whether it's a job or grad school or just a break from school for the first time in about 16 years, our time with Lewis and Clark has equipped us for this new open relationship. And like I said, we're not really breaking up with Lewis and Clark. Maybe we don't know what our relationship with the real world will look like quite yet, but we can always count on Lewis and Clark to be there for us. So it is with a little bit of terror and mostly excitement that I say congratulations to all of us in the Lewis and Clark graduating class of 2014. Thank you.